Buenos días. Good morning. Hola. How's the Church of God doing today? Adequate. Good morning. As you know, Pastor Brandon is having so much fun today, and that's good. Anyway, we're going to continue what we've been talking those couple months, and we're going to talk about the boy Jesus at the temple, which is in Luke 2:41-52. It's a pretty nice reading, so I hope you like to read. Let's pray first. Dear God, thank you for being here with us. Thank you, Lord, for being our God. Yeah, thank you for being our Father. Thank you for being the hope that we need every day. The joy that we need every day. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross. Thank you. Thank you. Help us, God, to learn about you today. And God, I'm here. I'm your servant. I want to be your instrument. Use me, and I don't want to speak. I want you to speak through me, Lord. Amen. Okay, so Luke 2:41. If you have your Bibles ready, if not, you can turn your Bibles on. So I know we use the cell phone, so we can turn it on. I know we're going to have it there too, right? Good. So Luke 2:41. Let's go to the 41. And I want everyone to read with me so you don't hear me reading that bad this time. So it can sound like, you know, we're reading good. So we're going to start with 41. 1, 2, 3. Every year, Jesus' parents... Come on, help me. Okay. 2:41. The 41? Do we have the 41? Okay. Oh, well, I have a different version. Let's do this version. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of Passover. 42. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to the custom. So that means they used to do that every year, right? Okay, 43. And when the feast was ended, they were returning. The boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it. Let's stop there. His parents did not know it. Interesting. So we read in Luke 2:41, my version say, every year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of Passover. Passover, or in Hebrew, Pesach. I don't read Hebrew. If you know Hebrew, if you know how to say it right, please help me. Pesach, something like that. The Passover. Do you know what Passover mean? It's a celebration that they, you know, used to do. It was for a whole week, 7 days. They were worshiping God. They were celebrating how wonderful God, you know, was with them, were with them, because, you know, they were a slave, and they, you know, God took them out Egypt, and you know all the story in Exodus, what happened. And when Jesus was 12 years old, the Bible doesn't say if he was before 12, he was going there, but in this time, say when he was 12 years old, he and his family went to Jerusalem to worship God and have, you know, with all the family. But the 43 says that his parents, like, kind of forgot about him. If you as a parent, question, do you as a parent have forgot about your son before? Have you been in the same situation? Let me tell you, Jesus' mom, she was like, okay, they have to go. They went back one day, and they were looking for him in Jerusalem for 3 days. So 4 days without Jesus. So it happens with you. I can't imagine how his mom was like afraid. 12 years old in a big city. Let's say you're 12 years old boy in LA by himself. But Jesus, he was at the temple, which was good for him. So let's keep going. Luke 2:42 say when he was 12 years old, you know, that idea. 43. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. That's my version. 44. But supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey, but then began to search for him among their relatives. How do you say that? Acquaintances. Acquaintance. My version say, thinking he was in their, I have an easier version, guys, sorry. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. So how could their parents forget about him? Think about that. Let's think about it. How you as a parent will forget your kid for 4 days? I mean, well, you were having fun. You were enjoying the time with your friends, relatives, cousins, brothers. But they forgot about Jesus. And I want to do an emphasis here. Let's say, yes. Let's say Jesus' mom was busy with her dad, with Jesus' dad and with her friends. And sometimes happened with us. We got very busy about work. We got busy about doing a lot of things that we forgot about Jesus. Happens to me. It happens to you. Say yes. If no, well, that's wonderful. But when we are so busy, so that's what I say. That's what I ask you. Let's stop there. When we are busy doing a lot of things, because we do a lot of things. Sometimes we forgot about Jesus. What I mean is we forgot about praise him, about thank you, tell him thank you, God, because today is a new day. Today is the day that the Lord has made for me. That's a promise that the Lord has made for you and for me today. So we will rejoice. We forgot about God. So that's what I want to do, the emphasis there, that we forgot about him many times. And how? Being busy and all that stuff. And I'm not saying that that's bad, being busy. Of course it's good. But we need to remember that Jesus is always there with us. And because we remember that he's always there with us, I think that's how we forgot about it. His mom and dad, they were like, no, Jesus is with us. Yeah, he's coming. He might be around there. Have you seen the movie Home Alone? Well, that's kind of, you know, like what happened. He was alone, but he was in a good place. When we get distracted by other things, we forgot about Jesus too, about thanking God, about praising him. We forgot about showing also patience, love, etc. So, yes, that's what I wanted to stop there, because sometimes we forgot. I forgot about God too. You'll be, how in the world, Danny, you can forget about us? We are human beings. We forgot about Jesus. God is always going to provide what we need. God is always going to be there for us. And it's something that has been happening in my life a lot. That God is always giving me what I need. And sometimes I forgot to praise him. So I want to remind you, please don't forget about that. Because God is good. All the time. Even that we forgot about him. Imagine if it's your birthday and your best friend forgot about your birthday. How you will feel about it? Sad. You think that we make Jesus' heart sad sometimes? Yeah, we do. Because we forgot about him. He does great things for us, amazing things for us. But yes, we forgot. I forgot too. I'm not saying that you are the only one. No, I forgot you. But every day we need to remember, yes, God, yes, thank you. We praise you, and even if it looks hard, I feel like we've remembered about God mostly when we are having hard times. Happens to me a lot. But when everything is fine, we are having so much fun and good times that we forgot about him. If you agree with me, say yes. Just my wife. Ay, ay, ay. Yeah, to you, Georgia. Well, so 45. Let's go to Luke 2:45. And then they did not. Come on, guys, don't get tired. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem searching for him. 46. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. So I said before, he was in a good place. So imagine if your kid, 12 years old, you are in LA, you forgot about him, but he's in a church. That's totally different. That him being in send me a place, a nice place in LA. Someone. Yeah. Your favorite place to be in LA? What? Driffin Park. Okay. I don't know what that is, but okay. But what is much better, being at church or in Driffin Park? Church. Jesus was at church, and he was asking questions. He was asking questions and listening, right, to these people, those guys. So when they did not find Jesus, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. So that means that they were in their way back, and they were looking in their homes for him. They realized that Jesus was not there until they were in their homes. So they start asking their cousins, their relatives, where is Jesus? Where is Jesus? They didn't find him. So they had to went back to Jerusalem. 3 days later, they find Jesus in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. We don't know what kind of questions he was asking, because the Bible doesn't tell us that. But everyone that was there hearing him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. And then we can see that Jesus, he loved to be at church. He wanted to be at church. He was not afraid. We don't read the Bible. Did you read in the Bible that he said, that the Bible said, is telling you, yeah, he was afraid at the Bible. I mean, at the church. No. I can tell you that he was having fun, right? So, what can you see in Jesus' life being at church? Reading the Bible verse, what can you see in Jesus' life about him being at church? I can see, I can see that he was hungry. He was asking. When you ask questions, you want to know, right? So I can see that Jesus, he was hungry about God. He wanted to know more. He wanted to know everything. So I have a question for you. When you come to church, did you come hunger for Jesus too? Or is it just another simple day for you? When you come to church, did you want to know about your Father? Are you hungry to worship God? Or we just come to see and listen to the worship team to sing? When we come to church, we need to come hunger. We need to know that we need to be hungers about God. He's the only reason why I am here in front of you while you're there sitting there. He's the only reason. So that's why we need to be hungers like Jesus. He was very hungry. He was like, I want to know about my Father. Do you feel the same? I'm going to church because I want to know about my Father. God has something for me today, so I'm going to church because He's my Father. He's my good, good father. And that's a wonderful song. I like that song. He's my good, good father. Do you feel the same way? If no, I think it's a good time to recover that. So you can start feeling, yes, Jesus, I want to be hungry for you again. Because that's wonderful, being hungry for Jesus. Let's continue the next verse. We already read that. Next one. That one. Okay, ready, guys? Okay. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answer. 48. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." Next one, 49. And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" And I want to stop there. Jesus said, I love that Jesus' answer. He said, can you leave the 45, please? He said, 49. Yeah. Did you not know that I must be in my father's house? I must be. What I can see there, he was like, I don't want to be other place. I must be at home. I must be with my friends. No, I must be at my father's house. He loved it to be at church. The church was his father's house. So next question for you. How do you see the church? Is it like a normal building? Or did you see the church as your father's house? I'm not saying that the church is your father's house. Jesus said that. It's in the Bible. If you want to read it with your own eyes in your Bible, go Luke 2:49. And he said, Did you not know that I must be at my father's house? So the church is our father's house. And I want to say something that I've been hearing a lot. Not just here, like in Central America, you hear that. People said, we don't need the church. Where am I going to go? I don't need the church. I can be the church. But Jesus knew that in the future, in 2024, someone was thinking the same way about, no, I don't need the church. That's what he said. I need to be at my father's house. Giving us example that the church is our father's house, that we need to understand that, yes, we need the church because it's our father's house. If you've been thinking the same way, well, let me tell you, the church is our father's house, and it's very important. It's very important. Jesus knew that. That's why he was there. 12 years old kid. Who is 12 years old here? How old is your son? 17? 50? 12? 13? Well, we're learning from a kid from 12 years old. He said, my father's house. I need to be at my father's house. This is, and I want you to understand this, this is our father's house. We need to love and be hungry about being at our father's house. Are you agree with me? Jesus said, did you not know that I must be in my father's house? 12 years old. So if you ever hear someone else saying, no, I don't need the church. I don't need to be at church. Well, it's okay. Don't start having a discussion, you know, or fight with that person. But you know in your heart that Jesus, when he was 12 years old, he said, I must be in my father's house. Because in my father's house, what happened in my father's house? What happened? When you come to your father's house, what happened? Learn about God. But God, as your father, wants to see you, wants to hug you. If you ever feel a hug from God, that's wonderful. When we need our father to hug us, that's wonderful. That's our father's house here. Amen? Amen? It's your father's house. So who's the good father? Or God? Or father? And he's your father. He's always want us to he's always waiting for us to be here. Amen? So I just want to do emphasis on that. I know, have you heard people say, no, I don't need the church? I have. And it's make me sad. Because I have friends that they say, yeah, I don't need the church. Okay. But Jesus said, I need to be at my father's house, because he understood that he needed. He understood that that was important for him. He understood that that was healthy for him. He understood that that was the best for him, because he wanted the best for him. 12 years old. Do you want the best for your life? I do. So we need to be in our father's house. I'm not saying that the church is going to give you the salvation. But when we come here, we found the salvation through Jesus. Amen? So let's continue. Next one. And their parents, they didn't understand. So 50. And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. Next one. The last one, Jesus grew in favor with God and in man. Also, well, Jesus grew. Maybe you are like that, well, Pastor Danny, I'm not growing anymore physical, but we can grow spiritual. Spiritual, you are never going to stop growing. I like that the last verse. And Jesus increased. In my version, say, Jesus grew. So Jesus increased in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and man. Jesus grew. Increase. Let's say develop his spiritual life. He developed his wisdom. He was growing. You know, here in, I'm going to do a comparison between here and Central America. Here in North America, we see a lot of big buildings. In the physical area, here it's amazing. Physical area. Central America, you're not going to see that many huge buildings. The spiritual area, let's say, favor with God and men. That's our spiritual area. Favor with God means the mercy of God, having the mercy of God in us, making God pleasure it because of our life. So as I was saying, you know, growing, increasing in wisdom and stature and favor with God, we can see that Jesus was growing in his stature, means physical, wisdom, intellectual, in favor with God, let's say spiritual, and with man, that means the social emotional area. Favor with man, social emotional. You know, he was growing in a holistic way. That's how we are supposed to grow, not just physical. Because if we grow just physical, what's about our spiritual life? You know? But if we grow just social emotional, what's about our intellectual life? So Jesus, he was growing in every little aspect in his life. So in Honduras, I was saying, you know, giving you like something like physical. We don't have big buildings, but here we have a lot of big buildings. In our spiritual life, how are we growing in our spiritual life? Are we growing the same way? Are we growing the same way, an amazing way? How have you been seeing the growing here in your life, in your neighborhood? How have you been seeing the growing in your spiritual life? How have you been seeing the growing in the social-emotional area with favor with men? How are your relationship with your neighbor? How you can see the favor of God in your life? Are we actually growing in those areas? So growing in favor with God means having the blessings of God in our life, grace of God, the mercy of God, God's mercy upon our life. Growing in favor of men, having the approval of men's acceptance, you know that you are a good, you know, you're a good friend. Something that I like about Jesus, when he was 12 years old, he understood that the church was his father's house. He understood that. And something else that I like about him, 12 years old, he was growing or increasing or developing all his areas of his life. He was not just growing in his spiritual area. He was growing in his social, emotional area. Have you ever watched The Chosen? That's a good TV show. I like it. So you can kind of see how Jesus was growing in his emotional area, like having fun with the disciples. I don't see Jesus being mad all the time or a serious Jesus like that. Jesus, God created us with emotions and feelings to have fun, to share joy, to share time with others, fellowship. I see in Jesus having a good fellowship with others when he was, you know, being with disciples. But coming back to Jesus when he was 12 years old, the Bible story, we can see that he loved to be at church. And he wanted to be at his father's house. So the whole point that I wanted to bring to you, it's this. How is your hunger? How is your heart about being at your father's house? It's just like a normal day? It's just like going like a shopping list? I mean like a grocery store? Like you go and ask God what you need, take what you need, and then you go? And then the next week you come back again? How are we doing with that? How? Jesus was 12 years old, and I think that we can learn a lot about him. If we want to learn about him, let's read the Bible. Let's read the Bible. I'm not saying that you don't read the Bible, but I prefer to read the Bible than listening to other comments from people around or outside church, because we hear a lot of comments. We hear a lot of people saying a bunch of things. No, we don't need the church. I'm not going to church because I don't need the church. It's okay. But we just read today, and you read it aloud with me, that Jesus said, I need to be at my Father's house because I know what is the best for me. I know he loves me, and I know that there is nothing else better than being at my Father's house. So my conclusion, and I'm going to finish with this. I know John likes to hear my conclusion because he's like, yeah, going home. So my conclusion, amen. So my conclusion, so I can finish with this. Jesus understood that the church, this church, your church, amen, your church was his father's house. Did you understand that this church is your father's house? If you are agreeing with me, say amen. Because this is your father's house. He loves you. That's why you are here. That's why we are here. We need to understand that too. The only reason why we're here is because it's our father's house. Amen? And two, that Jesus, he grew in wisdom and stature. Well, maybe you are like, I'm not growing anymore in stature. But you're growing size. I'm growing size now. My wife is feeding me so well. That's wonderful. And it's spiritual. That's one of the most important things. The spiritual. How's your spiritual life? And in favor with God and others. That's the main thing that I wanted to share with you. Knowing that, understanding that this is our Father's house. This is where we are meant to be. This is where we are meant to be. This is where we are meant to be. Amen? Because we are with our Father's house. Here is the closest place to be in earth to our Father's house. And Jesus knew that. Jesus knew that. That's why he wanted to be at church. Because there is outside the church, you may be, yes, at your house, yes. Jesus have got his Father was in his house with his mom, Mary, and dad. But he understood that the closest place to being with his Father is the church. Amen? Let's close our eyes and pray. Dear God, thank you for being here. Thank you for being our Father. Thank you, God, for your love, your mercy, your hope. Thank you, God. Please forgive us because sometimes we come to church and we don't want to come to church. But please, God, help us to understand that we need to be hunger of you. We need to be hunger of you. Thank you, God, for being here with us, for your presence, for being our good Father, for being our Lord, and for providing everything to us what we need. Thank you, because we can learn from Jesus when he was 12 years old. And help us to understand that we need to learn more from him every day. We love you, God. We love you, Lord.